I appreciate very much the things that Brother Richards has given to us. He has laid a good foundation for what I have to say, for I had in mind saying something about the Book of Mormon to you here this morning as well. Early in the church, the members seemed to take for granted and too lightly the Book of Mormon. The Lord gave the following warning and condemnation: "And your minds in times past have been darkened because of unbelief, and because you have treated lightly the things you have received, which vanity and unbelief have brought the whole church under condemnation. And this condemnation resteth upon the children of Zion, even all. And they shall remain under this condemnation until they repent and remember the new covenant, even the Book of Mormon, and the former commandments which I have given them, not only to say, but to do according to that which I have written, that they may bring forth fruits meet for their father's kingdom. Otherwise, there remaineth a scourge and a judgment to be poured out upon the children of Zion." End quote. The Book of Mormon is no ordinary book. It was translated from the golden plates which were delivered by Joseph Smith to Joseph Smith by an angel of God. It was translated by the gift and power of God. Oliver Cowdery, who was the scribe, said, "I wrote with my own pen the entire Book of Mormon, save a few pages, as it fell from the lips of the prophet Joseph Smith, as he translated it by means of the Urim and Thummim." End quote. It gives an account of Christ's visit to the people of this continent. It cooperates and implements the Bible. It is to establish the truth of the Bible. The central theme of the Book of Mormon concerns Jesus Christ and his mission. It is for the convincing of the Jews and the Gentiles that Jesus is the Christ. The Book of Mormon is a prophetic book. Its coming forth fulfills many biblical prophecies. The Book of Mormon has given to the world admonition that men should test its authenticity by reading it and asking of God if it is true. Before concluding the records of the Nephites, Moroni, the last surviving prophet of these people, wrote to those who would read the record in the latter days, "When ye receive these things, I would exhort you that you ask God, the Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, if these things are not true. And if ye ask with a sincere heart, with real intent, having faith in Christ, he will manifest the truth of it unto you by the power of the Holy Ghost." What a powerful challenge this is. Brother William E. Baer gives an account of an interesting gathering in New York City in 1938. It was to the New York City Book Club. Their speaker was the Honorable Henry A. Wallace, then Secretary of Agriculture. His subject was good books of the 19th century. In the course of his remarks, he said, "The greatest book published in the 19th century in the field of religion was the Book of Mormon. Although this book was read by less than 1% of Americans, it affected that 1% so powerfully as to change the history of the nation." End quote. Brother Barrett further goes on and states, "It is a book that has aroused a storm of protest. It has done what the prophet Joseph Smith said it would do. It has divided men into two camps, those who are for it and those who are against it. There have possibly been more books written against it than any other book ever published in America. On the shelves of the church library and the church office building, there are more than 1,500 books, each of which in a portion of its pages makes an attack on the Book of Mormon. 1,500 volumes by 1,500 separate authors. Of these 1,500, probably only two ever reached the second edition." End quote. Critics of the church today seldom claim the Book of Mormon to be a fraud. It has, over the years, proven itself. Robert B. Downs wrote a book entitled Books That Changed America. He listed the Book of Mormon as one of 25 such books. In his comments, he said, "Throughout the history of Mormonism, the church's most powerful and effective weapon has been the Book of Mormon." It is a powerful book. Many individuals have read it. It has caused them to leave their church in which they have been active members. It has caused them to give up their fathers and mothers and families. Their faith in the book and the truth it taught was so strong, they still believed even though they were taught and told that they would be disowned if they joined the church. They have given up their occupations, their country, and many things. Many have spent all that they had, in some cases for passage on a boat to come to America. They walked across the plains to the Salt Lake Valley and lived under most trying circumstances. The prophet Joseph records in his diary in part, "I told the brethren that the Book of Mormon was the most correct book of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion, and that a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than any other book," end quote. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God, but I have often asked the missionaries what they would do without the Book of Mormon and modern revelation, with just the Bible. What would be their approach? The prophet Joseph answered this, "Take away the Book of Mormon," he said, "and the revelations, and where is our religion? We have none." If the Book of Mormon is not true, then Joseph Smith was not a prophet of God. I testify to you that the Book of Mormon is true, and that the revelations contained in the Doctrine and Covenants and the Pearl of Great Price and other books are also true and of the Lord. Our message to the world is that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, that God had revealed himself to man in this dispensation and restored his gospel with all the keys and power and authority. Nothing will be more certain to build faith and testimonies of members and touch the hearts of honest seekers of the truth than this great book. There is a special power about the Book of Mormon. It bears a strong, silent witness of its truth to one who reads it. Parley P. Pratt stated, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon me while I read the Book of Mormon and enlightened my mind, convincing my judgment and riveting the truth upon my understanding, so that I knew that this book was true, just as well as a man knows the day from the night," end quote. Brigham Young said as he read the book, "I knew it was true, as well as I knew I could see with my eyes and feel with by the touch of my fingers, or be sensible of the demonstration of any of the senses," end quote. In the hands of non-members, it works while one sleeps. Let me give you two personal experiences regarding this. The first is about James Monroe Hastings and his wife, Eddie. Mr. Hastings was a Baptist minister in New Mexico during the Depression days of the early 1930s. After one of his revival meetings, someone gave him the Book of Mormon, which he took home and placed on the shelf. About 5 years later, he picked it up and started to read it. After he had read it through, he testified to his family of its truth. The next weekend, he went to Springerville, Arizona, to find a member of the church who could help him learn more. It was only a few weeks until he and his family were baptized. Brother and Sister Hastings and their family appeared in our little branch in Oklahoma City in the mid-1939s. They had moved there to try to convert his brother and family who lived there. After they had brought this family into the church, they moved on to a place where others of their family lived to teach them. The other experience was related to me by a good friend. He gave a Book of Mormon to one of his associates in business. He soon retired from the company and heard nothing more from this former associate until several years later. When he saw him again, the friend said, "Possibly you'd like to know what happened to the Book of Mormon you gave me. I haven't read it, but many of my family have, and there are now 19 members of my family that are members of your church as a result of reading this book." I took the book home and put it on the shelf, he said. One night, as my mother was babysitting for us, she saw the book and began to read it. When we came home, she asked us about it. She said, "Do you know this book is true?" This started a chain of events that brought about the many conversions in this family. The Lord said to Joseph Smith, "This generation shall have my word through you." The Book of Mormon and Latter-day Revelation came to the church through Joseph Smith. It testifies of Christ. It is a new witness of Christ. Listen to the words of Nephi. "The words which I have written in weakness shall be made strong unto them, for it persuadeth them to do good. and it speaketh of Jesus, and persuadeth them to believe in him, and to endure to the end, which is life eternal. And it speaketh harshly against sin, according to the plainness of the truth. Wherefore no man will be angered at the words which I have written, save he shall be of the spirit of the devil. If ye shall believe in Christ, ye shall believe in these words, for they are the words of Christ, and he shall give them unto me, and they teach all men that they shall do good. The Nephites were individual witnesses of the risen Lord. When he visited them, he invited them to see for themselves. He said, Arise and come forth unto me, that you may thrust your hands into my side, and also that you may feel the prints of the nails in my hands and in my feet, that you may know that I am the God of Israel and the God of the whole earth, and have been slain for the sins of the world. And the multitude did see and hear and bear record, and all of them did see and hear every man for himself. The Book of Mormon testifies of Joseph Smith, the prophet Lehi, in his words to Joseph, his youngest son, referred to the covenant made by God to his ancestor, the great Joseph, who was sold into Egypt. This unusual seer, Joseph of Egypt, received from the Lord the promise that from the fruits of his loins a righteous branch would be raised up, and also the promise that the Messiah would manifest to their descendants, should be manifest to their descendants in the latter days. The Lord would raise up a choice seer like unto Moses to the remnant of Joseph. For Joseph truly testified, saying, A seer shall the Lord God raise up, who shall be a choice seer unto the fruits of my loin, and I will make him great in mine eyes, for he shall do my work, and he shall be great like unto Moses. And his name shall be called after me, and it shall be after the name of his father, and he shall be like unto me. For the things which the Lord shall bring forth by his hands, by the power of the Lord, shall bring my people unto salvation. End quote. Joseph Smith, the latter-day prophet, fulfilled this great prophecy. The Book of Mormon is truly a witness for Jesus Christ and his plan of salvation for mankind. It is the witness that Jesus Christ has, through Joseph Smith, again established his work in our day. We invite all men to read it and to learn for themselves its powerful message. I leave you my witness of the truth of this gospel, and especially of the Book of Mormon, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.